WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday and Monday night, NBC presents a 4-hour miniseries adaptation of Gulliver's Travels, with Ted Danson of Cheers in the title role. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
You may have forgotten. For the last few years, I know TV has. But this is the sort of thing a TV miniseries does best. It takes an existing novel or an original work, gives it the time and care it deserves, and takes us somewhere else for a while. To ancient Rome in I, Claudius. To Africa and the Deep South in Roots. To feudal Japan in Shogun. And now we have TV taking us on Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels, and doing a much better job than any previous film version. For one thing, its 4-hour length allows this particular Gulliver to travel to all the lands he did in the novel, not just the most famous 2 or 3. For another, the special effects from Jim Henson Productions are so good they don't even call attention to themselves. And the acting is just as wonderful. The supporting cast includes everyone from Peter O'Toole as the tiny Emperor of Lilliput to Alfre Woodard as the towering Queen of Brobdignag. And while Swift's novel is 270 years old, its satire is amazingly sharp and topical. Here's a scene where Danson's Gulliver, a tiny man running breathlessly to keep up with Woodard's giant queen, answers her questions about justice and lawyers.
In your courts, how much time is spent in determining between right and wrong?
Oh, trials last weeks or months, at great cost to those involved.
Doesn't that mean the poor have no recourse to the law?
Well, the poor are too busy working to need justice.
Do your lawyers ever plead cases which manifestly they know to be wrong?
Of course. That's their job.
The chief miracle worker here is writer Simon Moore, who adapted Gulliver's Travels to TV by making several key changes, all of them brilliant. Instead of spacing Gulliver's adventures over 4 separate voyages, as Swift does in the novel, TV's Gulliver's Travels takes place on one long trip. In the book, Swift's wife and family are afterthoughts. In the TV version, his wife, played by Mary Steenburgen, is a key player. Her husband's sudden return pleases her, but also frightens her because he talks of things that quickly get him branded as a lunatic. Worse yet, he acts like a lunatic. Gulliver's adventures are so vivid in his mind that he keeps reliving them, slipping in and out of reality like Billy Pilgrim in Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five. This story structure allows NBC's Gulliver's Travels to get Gulliver to Lilliput almost immediately, and to propel the story forward with a real sense of urgency. The more Gulliver talks, the more crazy he sounds. And when a court is convened to rule on his sanity, his description of savage yahoos, totally uncivilized humans, doesn't exactly help his cause.
The bestial yahoos would fight for no reason at all. Whereas, as I explained to Mistress, in our society we only fight for a very good reason indeed. Such as, well, because our enemies are much weaker than us, or we desire all their land.
Yet with all these liberties, NBC's Gulliver's Travels is very true to Swift's novel, dramatizing scenes that will surprise, and maybe even shock, people who think of Gulliver's Travels as a harmless children's book. There's a scene in Sunday's episode, set in the tiny kingdom of Lilliput, in which the giant Gulliver puts out a palace fire by urinating on the building. It's in the book. And if NBC's Gulliver's Travels gets the audience I think it will, more book adaptations are bound to follow as major network miniseries. And I'm not talking about Danielle Steele.
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News.